Welcome to the Startup Showcase again. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is Technically Live from WGN, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share many of their stories, many of their stories. Back in studio here, Alex Blair, not Ryan Blair from Wisconsin, who's the chief of staff of Mably. And I made a joke in the first run of this about not being the chief of staff of the United States, but of Mably, and that being the best job. Is it the best job?
It definitely is. It's a little bit more exciting than the Trump administration, so we're winning.
I don't think you can be more exciting than Trump. I'm not agreeing with the politics, but there's not much more excitement than a president who's tweeting gone rogue.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, we've got quite the social media mavens over at Mably, so you never know what's going to fly off their handles.
That is true. So before we get into this kind of the show, the reason we're all talking here is you two have come together, and we are partnering with you as well to throw the purpose pitch. And I want to kind of get a background first, since Purpose Pitch is being, I guess, front end of it is facing Mably, and you guys created the Purpose Pitch. Why don't we start with a little background on what Mably is, and I will throw my two cents in that Mably was the producer of our video from the very minute that I started my first show, Tomorrow's Business Today, until we took over as Technology Live and even into the middle of that. So we've had a relationship with Mably dating back with me and Alec, or no, me and Adam. Dating back to 2012-13, so very familiar, but I'd love you to fill in to the blanks on what Mably is, and then what the purpose pitch is, and then we'll shift over to you, Bruce, and we'll talk a little bit about Coleman Center.
Sounds great.
Sure. Yeah, so Mably, we're most known for being a digital transformation agency. So brands come to us that are kind of in an identity crisis, trying to figure out who they are, what their purpose is, essentially, and we're helping them find it and express it internally and then externally to their consumers. So that's who we are as a brand. We've been around for 3.5 years now, so we've grown quite a bit since we first started, and every year we've been a different iteration of what we were the year before, and it's been quite a roller coaster ride since. It's a lot of fun. So essentially, we help brands find their purpose. People sitting in their cubicles doing that 9-to-5 rigmarole is really not what's aligning with culture today, especially young people, millennials, people that we're trying to hire to fuel our brands and our businesses. People want to work and have a purpose, not just go clock in and clock out. They really believe in what they're doing. I mean, there was a recent Gallup study that said 70% of all U.S. citizens do not feel like they work at a purposeful environment. They're not happy with where they're working, and that's quite ridiculous. So it's 70% of us, 70% of the people who are listening right now are not happy in their job. There's probably a lot of light bulbs going off right
I actually
now.
Feel like it's probably more than that. I think that's like some people are just not saying, I mean, there are parts of your job that like you don't like, and that doesn't mean you're unhappy in your job, but I do feel like one of the reasons you've seen a and this is just my personal opinion. Bruce, I'd love to see your thoughts on this as well. One of the reasons I think Chicago has become such a mecca for entrepreneurship is because we are connected, probably the most connected in the country, as far as a city with access to the largest organizations, the largest companies, Fortune 500s, 1000s, and so on, that we have a lot of young people and also great universities who then go to those jobs and maybe cut their chops a little bit, learn a little bit, and then find that, don't really want to be sitting in a cubicle answering, you know, questions all day to people and having 15 bosses. And when you just came out of a dorm or out of a frat where you were your own boss, and the idea that we've got a community of entrepreneur centers that could really help you create a purpose that you actually buy into, I think it's kind of, you know, it's perfect timing really to have a purpose pitch.
Definitely. And it's the whole mentality of how we create economies of scale has shifted from a product to a purpose. People don't buy what you're making, they buy why you're making it.
Sure.
And that really drives home what we're trying to create here, and prove to people and prove to businesses that purpose can lead to profit. And it doesn't always have to be a purpose that's, you know, non for profit, that kind of mentality. It's definitely against the grain of traditional business attitude. Purpose truly creates profit.
Well, we'll slide over to Bruce now with the Coleman Center for Entrepreneurship and the partnership, obviously, with DePaul University that Mably is forging with you guys. First, what is the Coleman Center and what is your focus now? And then how did this whole thing kind of come together?
Yeah, great, Scott. So the Coleman Entrepreneurship Center was founded back in 2003 by the Coleman Foundation. And I've been on the advisory board there for about 10 years. and, you know, started a business, built it up to a couple hundred employees, and sold part of it to a PE firm, and kind of was looking at how I could give back, and it put purpose, actually put purpose back in my life, because the first go around, I wouldn't say my business necessarily fulfilled that. And I've always worked with students, and to be honest with you, when I got my MBA at DePaul a couple decades ago, unfortunately,
the decades.
Yeah, I wish I could wind the clock back. But I'll be honest with you, the word entrepreneurship didn't exist at all. In fact, when I quit my job at Harris Bank and started my business, all my buddies went, what the hell happened? Did you, like, lose your job? Did you get fired? Like I had a disease, right? And, you know, both my grandfathers and my dad had their own businesses up in Detroit. I didn't want the family business route because there were Christmases they wouldn't talk to each other because they got mad at each other at work. So I've been toying around with the entrepreneurship stuff for a long time, and the Coleman Center puts on programs primarily for students but also alumni to help them develop their entrepreneurial skills. And we want to make that a cross-collaborative effort throughout the entire university. So even though we're housed in the business school, helping them with their entrepreneurial skills, whether you're a music major or law school, I would argue that ultimately you may work for yourself someday. You may freelance for somebody else, or in fact, you might start your own business, and we want to help our students and alumni pursue that. I want to shift over to the purpose pitch for a second. Typically, most entrepreneurship centers around the country have a fairly robust business plan competition. My job was vacant for about a year before I stepped in, and we didn't have a pitch competition last year. So when I connected with Adam and Rachel and the rest of the DePaul gang over at Mably, we wanted to do something different. We didn't want to just do a Shark Tank Mark Cuban, you know, I'll give you 2% for 100 grand. I mean, it's just so money focused, it just missed the whole point. And I think it was a YouTube clip that Adam showed me from Simon Sinek on the power of why that just flipped my light along with a lot of other people's about why are we doing this instead of how or what or anything else. And I've believed in that all along. So when we got to the pitch competition, we thought this year, let's award money not on the quality of the business model, even though that is still important. We still need to make money in order to pursue our purpose, but let's make purpose the focal point. And so that we really attached Mably and us at the hip on this, and we've started the train running to drive towards that competition. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I think it works out for us as well is, you know, Seth Kravitz, he's the original founder of Technori, and he launched it in 2010. And I think to date, you know, obviously we've do crowdfunding offerings for people so they can say that they're raising capital, they need capital, but we don't talk about money. In fact, they're all trained by Brian from, why am I forgetting his last name? He's probably real pissed about this. Whatever. From Square Planet, who's been training all these companies since literally 2012, and they use the same Simon Sinek, the why. What is the why? So with us, it's always been, what is your mission and how do you plan on getting there? And then what can we do to help you get there? So the alignment seemed really good for us. And it's awesome to see more people getting in on that side of it, because at the end of the day, and you know this from your business side, at the end of the day, you know, a million people are going to pitch you a business idea. And those ideas are all based on projection. And projections don't mean a heck of a lot once the business gets rolling. And there's so many intangibles that if you don't understand your mission and why you're here and the team you're with don't understand that why and buy into it, you're probably not going to be there long enough to prove or disprove your projections anyway. So I absolutely love seeing more of these kind of pitches go out and less of the Shark Tank $5,000 type of, you know, whatever. So this is really cool.
Well, I think we're a ways away from this, but I think there'll be a study done someday where you start to focus on those purpose things. You know, the couple of you know, kind of corny quotes is, you know, if you find a job you love, you'll never work another day in your life.
Yep.
That really is true. And I think if your business is focused on a purpose, and most of your employees there believe in that, the money will come.
Yeah,
that's the study that I want some MBA student at DePaul to do someday, because when I teach a couple classes at DePaul, and I'll tell you, when I start talking about that part of the curriculum, they love it. They're all in. It's not just about making money. Now, when they first get out of school, they got some school bills to pay, and they may have to go work for somebody else while they're figuring out their own path. But, you know, my advice is just not to give that up. you know, have that, you know, focus constantly trying to find something you really enjoy doing.
What I think is cool about all this, and I think the relationships, the more pitch relationships that are involved with the universities, like the Purpose Pitch, what I think is going to be really interesting is you have partnerships with large organizations that have used DePaul to recruit. And so you have the ability to show these recruiters that, you know what, these kids that you're hiring want to do more than what you're giving them. You're giving me a spot behind a cubicle or whatever it might be, and they're going to do that task because that's a task that needs to be done. But you have all kinds of venture groups that you guys are working with, and I think that these would be kids that would be a great, you know, great team to bring, a multidisciplinary team, as you talk about, you know, the innovation side of things. The entrepreneurship and innovation side of things is to create a multidisciplinary team of people from any background that could go in and solve many projects within an organization. If we could get more of the organizations to see these kind of events and go, maybe we should hire these kids to do this one task, but allow them, you know, kind of the Google time to do their own kind of things on the side, which ultimately I think is, you know, where I hope this goes. And I like what you were talking about, the research. I hope that someone spends the time to prove that if you chase after a mission instead of chase after a dollar, you end up making more money.
Well, the other corny quote, I guess it's corny quote day.
I got one to follow you up.
Okay. But it's the old culture eats strategy for lunch. Because yeah. To your earlier point, you could have the best business plan. In fact, I'm teaching a business plan course right now at DePaul, and built into that is going to be, if you haven't got the right team, you might as well throw the rest of the business plan away.
Well, I have a 42-page business plan for my first company that I no longer work with anymore, and I have a business plan that I wrote in the back of a piece of paper here at WGN that runs this one. So,
well, there you go. Tell the universities that, though. They probably want you coming out with something.
There's bullet points. There's bullet points. It's got a thesis. Right. There's a mission statement.
Just put it on the map. Put it on a, right.
We just synthesize things to one sentence. I didn't need a page to say what I should have said in a sentence. But no, I mean, I'm kind of glossing over business plan is really actually quite important. But the point, I guess, is that if you don't know what you're trying to do and you don't have a culture behind it, which I would have you, Alex, talk about Mably and the culture thing in a second, because it's a big part of what you guys do. But before I get to you, I had to drop my little corny quote. I've said this, it's on I've signed it in a yearbook in high school. I've still roll with it. George Carlin, hard workers for people short on talent. So I never work all that hard. No, I'm kidding. I have to work harder than anybody. But no, it's
inverse correlation, right?
And that's where the educational part comes into this.
Right.
But no, I want to switch over to the culture work, because Mably, we've, you know, obviously, like I said, we've worked with Mably. I've worked with Mably since literally the beginning of Mably, when they were at the Hub 351 or whatever it was, when Adam had the first office. So talk a little bit about the culture and the importance and how you're able to use that culture to sort of influence those that participate in this Purpose Pitch.
Yeah, so honestly, Mably and being immersed in the crew, over at Mably, culture has never been more obvious and almost tangible when looking at a tribe working for the same cause. And that really changed my perspective at how I look at a workforce. Everyone was there really for the same purpose. We did this really amazing skill the other day where we all split up into groups of four, and everybody in those groups, for the most part, didn't speak on a regular basis with anybody else, and everyone created a presentation about what our purpose is at Mably. And it was striking that we were all on that same wavelength without having any overlap in communication. We were all within a degree or two of each other for what we're really trying to achieve in a brand, and it was like a big group hug without actually touching, because it's work. So it's pretty amazing. Culture is what we lead with. And, you know, these days, customers can smell bullshit. Purpose is not a tagline. It's what people live every day, and it's how people live a happy, fulfilled life. And, you know, to what you were saying earlier about the research study that is going to happen someday, it absolutely will, and it's going to be so crazy that the brands that have led our generation to the point when this is this research study happens, where we're like, wow, they were winning because they were leading with a purpose,
yep,
not a product. And all the people that have been falling behind are like, damn, like, where was I in this thing? We're writing a book called The Science of Story. Hopefully we'll have it out later this year, but we've interviewed over 500 companies, and I could list for 20 minutes these brand names, and you've heard almost every single one of the major brands that have been rocking the U.S. industry for decades. But discovering what their purpose is and teaching them about finding their why, not their what, or even their how. It's so amazing to hear these brands, these CMOs, CTOs, CFOs, CEOs of major brands talk about how they're trying to ignite purpose. And it's amazing, the bigger the brand that we're, you know, interviewing, the harder they have pivoting to try and catch that curveball that's come down the way of finding your purpose and leading with your passion. So
I think, you know, obviously we're a ways away from the May event, correct? It's mm-hmm. May.
Yep.
May 11th. Why don't we talk a little bit here before we close out on what the event's going to look like and how people can get involved in it and that sort of stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Well, if you all go to purposepitch.org right now, we can crash the internet. We've got early bird tickets up now. So if you want to attend and hear these amazing purpose pitches, you can do that. Or if you want to pitch, if you've got a great business idea that leads with a purpose, we'd love to have you apply. We're getting a dozen a day of companies applying to the purpose pitch, and we're really excited to narrow it down to 10. So
what are some of the so if I'm a company, you know, we work with a couple of different organizations that are, it's quote unquote mission driven companies that have to be a part of something. And I'm always the first to step in. I think they're getting annoyed at this point about it, but I'm always the person to step in. So if it's a minority led company or it's a female led company, does that make it part of their own? Like what, how do you delineate what is a mission versus whatever? So like in this case, purpose, what is there a purpose that's the wrong purpose, or is it just like I have a business idea and I have a purposeful company? Like I, you know what I'm saying? Like you can use purpose as like you have some sort of mission based thing. It's going to have to like feed the hungry. Like is it that, or is it purpose? Like as in from a branding and message and culture standpoint, we are running a purposeful, you know, cognizant company.
Well, I mean, purpose is a common goal, right? It's not something that you, it's really the beat that your tribe drums to, and you can't teach somebody that. You can't throw.
So can they be, I guess the point is like, so when they come in to pitch, can they be, how will they be able to use culture to win this competition? How can they, like, is that part of what you're looking for in the judging? Like, I'm trying to give people who are going to apply an upper hand here. They listen to the show, they heard you guys, I'm trying to help them win this damn thing.
Oh, well, I mean, there is real no definition as to what your purpose can be, as long as there is a true purpose and it's not a purpose to create a profit or a purpose to create an ROI. That's not the shtick that we're going for. We're turning the Shark Tank thing on its head. It's just really something that's simple and genuine and aspirational that anybody can get out of bed and really align to without having to like, oh, yeah, we're selling this because blank. Anything that's the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, I just to weigh in, the purpose is really what is it that you've created in your company that's purposeful? It could be a great environment for your employees. It could be leading edge technology for your customers. We're trying to see that's the leading move, Scott, versus our main goal is to, you know, turn 20% profit on our revenue. You know, so many of those business models are really focused on the dollar or the product, but it's the what's getting these people out of bed in the morning. And if that comes through in their pitch and or the screening that we're going through, that's what's going to be the driver. Some of those will be social enterprise companies like a Tom's Shoes model.
Yep.
Others will be very profitable companies, but they're leading with things like culture and something that's really a higher power.
I think
why are we all here?
I think it's really cool because that means that by the simple virtue of applying for this, you get to learn a little bit about how you're perceived and
That's
how you're
right.
doing things.
That's
so I think it's really cool to be able to say, like, listen, we applied to purpose pitch, we didn't get it. I don't know if you're going to do this. If Mably is going to, this would be cool to send it back a reason, like one of the reasons that you weren't just not accepted. I think that this didn't come through or this didn't give them some sort of like fruitful thought on what about the purpose or what about the pitch of their purpose was missing. Maybe you get a new customer out of it. Who knows?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we invite everybody who wasn't selected as one of the 10 finalists competing in this to attend and really understand what we believe purpose is.
That's awesome. Very cool. And then, so I guess the last piece is like, how does DePaul and Coleman in particular get, like, how are you more involved in this? Obviously, if they're leading the pitch and a lot of these companies, I assume applicants are coming from.
Yeah, well, the applicant will actually have to be connected to DePaul to apply.
That's the connection,
so alumni, friend of DePaul, current student or whatever. So we've broadcasted through our social media sites I think we're up to 50 or 60 applicants right now. We'll wean that down in a couple weeks to 10, and then we'll have four present at 1871 on May 11th. And we have a team of judges that will then hear a formal presentation, or maybe not so formal, but just getting that purpose of point across. And then we've upped the ante to – we started with $10,000, and then Mably challenged us to up the ante a little bit. So we went with – I had a board meeting, and they said, well, let's go with $25,000. That's a good number.
That's nice.
That'll be spread. We haven't figured out how to spread that yet among the winners.
I think you just
winners,
did.
But,
oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. So
spread
we'll
the
see.
News on that.
Spread
yeah.
the news, but anyway.
Now, I wonder you guys are getting so – I'm like, how do you guys get so many applications? I can't get that every month. What the hell?
Yeah, well –
$25,000, that's
yeah,
how.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
That should help. Mm-hmm. But it's really because we want our bottom line, we want to reward that type of focus
yeah.
on their business and hope that that'll help them get to the next level.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So one last time, where do people go to actually attend this and to apply?
PurposePitch.org.
PurposePitch.org. And where do they go to learn more about Mably?
Mably.com.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And as far as the Coleman Center, where do people
yeah,
go?
Yeah, just Google Coleman Center at DePaul University. You'll find
Make sure
this.
You add the Coleman part of that.
Yes, thank you very much. They probably wouldn't be too happy with us, but they've been a great partner for a long time. And actually, not just at DePaul, the Coleman Foundation supports entrepreneurship on about 18 different campuses across the U.S.
Very cool.
So they
and
do a great job.
So, and again, as you mentioned right in the beginning, the Coleman Center is about interdisciplinary and mixing people from all over DePaul. So the DePaul listeners who are listening to this, who are DePaul students who are not in business,
absolutely.
Check it out.
Yeah, I mean, we're holding the event at 1871, but we're joining with a number of other of the incubators around the city. I'll just pick off a 2112 for an example. Yeah. We've got a very strong theater and music school, and I want those students thinking as entrepreneurially as our business.
Find
students.
Us. I'll give you Scott Fetter's email address personally. You can go reach out to him.
Yeah, I've been up there.
Not only you, I mean the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about the dean of the music school? That would help.
That's a good starting point.
Pushing on that.
Very cool. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Thanks for setting this up. This is awesome.
Good. Thanks, Scott.
Awesome.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.